Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to this week's episode of Lunar Lover, the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're going to be exploring the Sagittarius full moon and lunar eclipse. The Sagittarius full moon will take place on Saturday, June 6th at 5:12 a.m. in Sydney, Friday, June 5th at 8:12 p.m. in London, and 3:12 p.m. in New York. Okay, so look, there is a lot going on. Even outside of the moon and all of those planets that are currently in retrograde, we're experiencing some big collective energies. I mean, 2020 has been huge on a macro level. As astrologer Jules Ferrari predicted in the episode of Lunar Lover, was Corona written in the stars? And I don't know about you, but the retrogrades of the past month are starting to make me really notice everything on a micro level too. And, well, you're about to feel it even more. Sorry. The Sagittarius full moon and lunar eclipse commences this year's eclipse season. And if you're an avid listener of the podcast, you'll know that eclipses heighten and maximize already potent lunar energy. This particular moon is also square Mars, the planet of aggression and passion, and opposite Venus, which is currently retrograding through Gemini, Sagittarius's opposite sign. Are you still with me? That's a lot. So we've got the moon square Mars and opposite Venus, which is in Gemini, Sagittarius's opposing sign. In short, this means that once again, relationships will be in the spotlight. If your relationship is strong, don't sweat it. You'll be fine. It's likely to strengthen it more. But if you're feeling strain, tension, or frustration, it's likely to implode or explode. You choose your dynamite. Lunar eclipses are notorious for revealing what is in the shadows and shining the light on injustice. And I already feel this brewing on a global scale. We're seeing an unveiling of truths that always existed, that we either chose to ignore or learnt to ignore through societal norms. Either way, truths will find their way to the surface, and this is where real change can be made. Like I said, this can be seen globally in many different facets at the moment. But where can you see this taking place on a micro level in your own life? Lunar eclipses are also a pivot point. Once that truth is revealed, how will you pivot? What is the new path you dare to walk? I'm asking you questions as if you get a choice here. You likely won't with this eclipse. Shifts will happen regardless of your cooperation. But whatever changes or breakthroughs take place, listen when I say it's all for the greater good of your soul. Eclipse energy is so freaking potent. And not to be underestimated. Your only role is to surrender to the momentum. Stop resisting, even if it feels uncomfortable. And there is lots to feel uncomfortable about at the moment. But this is how we grow. This is how profound history-making change happens on both a macro and a micro level. Because it's a full moon and a lunar eclipse, you'll likely feel emotions arise. The influence of fiery Sagittarius will likely evoke feelings that perhaps you'd usually suppress or ignore. But this is the time to feel angry, frustrated, confused, and hurt if that's what's bubbling up for you. Get curious about your reactions. If you're always reaching for love and light, you're missing out on the human experience, an experience that we ignore out of convenience. The time has come to sit with it and ask yourself, what am I going to do to evoke change? The mantra for Sagittarius is, I believe. But first, there must be a quest to understand. What is it that you believe? You will be tested by this lunar eclipse and you will need to ask yourself this question. But to truly stand strong in the belief of something, you require two important things. One, an understanding. Two, deep faith. Can you say you have both of these things for everything you've formed a belief around? Sagittarius thrives on the journey of discovery, education, philosophy, and life meaning. Now is your time to learn, re-educate, and broaden your understanding of the systems you were conditioned to believe in. But what do you believe? And what will it take for you to start living that truth through your words, actions, and intentions? I feel optimistic. With the events that have unfolded in 2020, more truths have been revealed than we could have ever predicted. Upheavals have highlighted broken systems. But now the light can get in. The veils can be removed and we're able to evoke real change. Let this be your motivation. Let the intensity of change that's taking place be your guiding light. The truth isn't always comfortable, but it's always necessary. Take Sagittarius initiative to broaden your understanding of new thoughts, viewpoints, and perspectives. Explore new territory and re-educate yourself about old and dated paradigms. Okay, ways to work with this full moon. Well, honestly, you know what? I'm going to keep this simple. One, open your mind. Absorb new information and take the time to understand it and integrate it. Two, conserve your energy and reflect on what it is you truly believe, not what you've been taught to believe. Three, allow the inevitable unveiling of your shadow self to emerge so that real change can be actioned. Don't resist that which makes you uncomfortable. Four, listen, and then listen some more. This eclipse is inviting observation, education, and an absorption of information from the voices that matter. In Australia, this Sag full moon and lunar eclipse falls on my birthday, June 6. And if you'd like to show me the happiest of birthdays, I'd love for you to make a donation to SEED. SEED is Australia's first Indigenous youth climate network. Climate change is one of the greatest threats facing humanity. And we witnessed this earlier in the year with the Australian bushfires, and we're set to have another big bushfire season. SEED are building a movement of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people for climate justice with the Australian Youth Climate Coalition. If you'd like to make a donation, you can do so via the link in the show notes of this episode or head directly to seedmob.org.au. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.